This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is also sponsored by Visit Bemidji and Grand Haven Campground. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground. But first, if you love the outdoors and are looking for ways to align your education with future employment in the trades, Northwest Technical College in Bemidji is for you. Explore state-of-the-art technical education in six career paths: automotive, building trades, business, health, childcare, and manufacturing technology, all in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods, surrounded by more than 400 lakes and, of course, limitless forests. The shortest path to your dream job and a good bite is at NTC, Bemidji's Technical College. Learn more today. Visit ntcmn.edu. Another great show today. We hear from our good friend Jeff Gustafson, Bassmaster Elite Pro Angler. In fact, he's in St. Lawrence. In fact, he's on the St. Lawrence River in New York getting ready for the next tournament this weekend. Jeff Gustafson is up next.
I'll turn the lake into a big old mess. I never use less than 20 pound tails. If you're fishing with me, you're fishing with the best. And if you're not, than the seagull birds. If you all ain't fishing, you're a bunch of nerds. Cause the fishes all tremble at the sight of me. Cause I'm fishing Paul Bunyan Country!
When planning your trip up north, plan to park your RV or camper at the spacious Grand Haven RV Campground in Bemidji. You'll be in the perfect area to ride ATV, fish, hunt, and hike. With free parking for your boats and trailers and located just off Highway 2 west of Bemidji, Grand Haven Campground is the center point for your next Northland adventure. Fish hundreds of surrounding lakes and cruising the miles and miles of the ATV trails northern Minnesota has to offer. Visit GrandHavenCampground.com and book your stay today.
I'm Kevin Cochran, and you're listening to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country.
Well, checking in with Jeff Gussie Gustafson once again. It's been a while. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm, as we speak, out in New York at the St. Lawrence River. We got sort of the seventh stop of the Bassmaster Elite Series season happening. Starts tomorrow, and I'm just sort of rigging up my rods, tying up some lines, getting ready to go do battle with the giant smallmouths out here.
You fished out there before, right?
This is the fourth year in a row. Yeah, we've come out here, so it's one of the, you know, jewels of in smallmouth country. Really, it's a pretty amazing place to fish. The wind blew pretty hard throughout practice, so that takes the fun out of it a little bit. I've been going out into Lake Ontario, and you know, you think like it gets rough at Lake of the Woods and around home. Well, at least up north where I'm at, we got all the islands, so it's just, we don't really see real rough water compared to what we get on the Great Lakes here, you know. But yeah, it's been fun. Looks like for the tournament days, the wind's going to lay down a little bit. It'll be a little easier to fish and get around.
So where actually are you allowed to fish in this tournament?
We can fish the St. Lawrence River or go out into Lake Ontario. Where the tournament's taken off from is about 15 miles from the lake, so out of Clayton, New York. And yeah, it's a big amount of water that we have to fish. I mean, I've only been seeing two or three guys each day in practice. It's quite different from, you know, being on a lot of the smaller reservoirs down south where you know you're just constantly around boats all the time. So it's a pretty awesome place.
Given your druthers, would you rather be fishing on the lake or would you rather be fishing in the river?
Well, this is the fourth year we've come here, and I'd actually never gone out to the lake before. But it's become apparent the last few years that if you want to win, you probably got to go to the lake. I don't know that the fish are any bigger necessarily, but there's big ones in the river. But I think it just gets a lot less pressure because there's, you know, 3-4 days out every week where people just can't fish out there because it's too big and too rough. So I think the fish just aren't pressured as much. Maybe they get a little easier to catch. I don't want to talk like that just because I could easily go out there tomorrow, you know, and then they don't bite. But yeah, it's been fun. This is the first time I've gotten to get out there. It hasn't been the best week to try and, learn it just because it's been so hard to get around and rough, but I found a few areas that have been pretty good, so I'm excited to get it going.
So tell me a little bit about how the season's been so far for you.
It's been going all right. I haven't been lighting the world on fire, but I've been pretty consistent. And you know, the goal at the end of the year is to me in the top 40, make the Bassmaster Classic. And it's going to be in Knoxville next year, which is where I won last year. So I definitely want to be at that one. And I'm sitting in 25th right now in points. So I'm doing pretty good. You know, hopefully have a good event here, move up a few more, and we have two left. Actually out in South Dakota at Lake Oahe and at the Mississippi River in Wisconsin later in August. So we're going to be a little closer to home for those ones and should be fun.
How many tournaments have you had so far?
We've had six. This is going to be number seven. And I've really only had one bad one. The rest I've been, you know, been sort of making the cash and checks and squeaking in the money. But I haven't had a top 10 yet. I think I got a 14th with the last one down in Alabama. But, you know, consistency-wise, I've been pretty happy with it. You know, those results might not sound awesome, but it's the group that you fish against here is it's pretty unreal. So, you know, you kind of got to catch them every day. And some of these events have been pretty tough fishing, and I've just sort of been able to grind out, you know, enough fish to survive and hang around. And so in that regard, it's been a pretty good year. But earlier in my career, I probably would have not, you know, I've learned a few things the hard way and probably wouldn't have had the, you know, squeaked out the solid finishes. So I've been happy like with that. And now we're the next couple events are going to be smallmouth tournaments, so it's a little bit more in my wheelhouse, and hopefully I can take advantage of that.
Well, and of course they're going to be up, as you noted, closer to home, so they should behave a little more like Lake of the Woods bass, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Bassmaster Elite Angler Jeff Gussie Gustafson, my guest. We got a lot more to cover with Gussie next.
Hi, this is Chuck Hassey on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, doing my part to keep Kev Jackson employed for another year.
This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored in part by Bemidji State University. You can pursue your passions with a world-class education in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods. The drive to acquire deeper knowledge and develop greater wisdom is already in your nature. So join us on the shores of Lake Bemidji. Minnesota's premier Northwoods University can help you make the world a better place than you found it. Learn more at bemidjistate.edu and schedule a tour today. bemidjistate.edu.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I love fishing. That's why my friend Dick Beardsley and I are fishing the third annual Lucan Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament. We won the Krause Anderson Legacy Award last year, and I won a lifetime Minnesota fishing license. This is the coolest tournament because you can fish any lake in Beltrami, Hubbard, or Clearwater County, including the super secret lake that we fish on. Choose the walleye or bass division. First place is $3,000. For details, listen to this excellent announcer. Oh man, do I have to say that?
Yes, yes you do. Tournament runs 6 a.m. Saturday, July 23rd through noon, Sunday the 24th. Details at uwfishingbemidji.com and get registered on the Fish Donkey app. $200 per two-person team, $3,000 first prize is guaranteed, plus win $500 for the Northwoods Bait Big Walleye or $500 for the Kagan Cork Big Bass. And, of course, the Krause Anderson Legacy Award for the top generational team. The Lucan's Village Foods United Way Fishing Tournament, also sponsored by Northwoods Lumber, Coca-Cola, and Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Anything else, Sam?
Bring it on.
Ooh.
This is Mike Frisch of Fishing the Midwest, and you're listening to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Great to have Gussie back on the show. He's one of the best bass anglers in North America, and that has been primarily what we've been talking about. I think a lot of people don't realize, particularly those who aren't, you know, really closely following fishing, how good a bass fishery Lake of the Woods is. Most people think of it as walleye, northern, some muskies, sturgeon. But at least on your side of the border, there's a ton of great bass fishing in that lake.
Yeah, there really is, and even on the U.S. side, too, it's sort of getting, you know, bass are starting to turn up on some of the rock piles and in more places and really aren't getting fished very much, but the lake's awesome, and as far as you can fish shallow, you can fish deep sort of throughout the year. There's a lot of different areas and basins, and You know, we don't get them as big as you do at the Great Lakes or at a place like Mille Lacs or Leech, but like really good fishing, a lot of nice ones. You know, you could come up in the summer and throw a topwater around all day and catch as many bass as you want. So that's fun. And, it's just a, you know, and then when you have all the walleye and muskie, pike, crappie, you've got everything. It's just a, yeah, it's a great place to fish, and it's been a great place to grow up for me, for sure.
Well, and you said you were home for a while, so you had a chance to check out what's going on up there on Lake of the Woods. How has the overall bite for all the species been?
It's been good. I was home for most of June and did more walleye fishing than anything else. Been a really good shallow bite with all the high water up there. Just casting small swim baits around on a little jig head and you know, wind-blown shorelines and little shoals, and I'm talking like 4 to 8 feet of water. So it's a really fun deal. You catch some big ones, you know, every I'd go a lot in the evenings, or you know, go for half a day here, day there, and you know, you catch 25, 30 fish in a couple hours, and a couple of them are big ones, a bunch of nice eaters. So that's fun. Mix some bass and pike in, and it's just a fun way to fish versus going out there and just dropping some meat over the side of the boat. You know, it's fun, right? Catching them on artificial baits, and I think you get more big ones too with the plastics.
So in the last year or so, whether it be bass fishing, walleye fishing, what have you, anything, you're mentioning plastics, but anything else out there really cool that you're liking right now?
The biggest thing for me last year, later in the season last year, I got the Hummingbird Mega Live put on my boat. So that's the forward-facing sonar, and it's like changes the way you fish. I mean, I can basically, for anyone that doesn't understand, it's a transducer that goes on your trolling motor, and it looks ahead of the boat. So I can look out 80, 90 feet in front of the boat and actually see if there's fish, see boulders, clumps of grass and weeds, watch my lure as I reel it in. It's pretty amazing stuff, and that's been the biggest thing. It's a lot of fun to use and play around with. But you know, as far as lures go, I'm pretty, you know, if something works for me, I'm not switching it up. So it's you know, it's no big secrets there really. But as far as like for walleye fishing goes, it's the 3-inch little swim bait. I use a Z-Man one a lot. Just throw it on a quarter ounce Northland jig and reel that around, and it's a pretty amazing bait just as far as like catch everything, and really catches walleyes really well.
Okay. We've heard a lot of stuff, and people are just experiencing some tough stuff on Rainy Lake and all the lakes, and including Lake of the Woods, just because of that high water. How bad is it over on your side?
Yeah, I mean, it's been high. We don't have it as bad as Rainy up on Lake of the Woods, but it has been, it's been high as it's ever been. It's starting to go down now, I think, thankfully. So, you know, by later in the summer, hopefully we're back to, I'm sure it's going to remain fairly high, but we're back to like a somewhat normal level, and, people can start getting their docks and everything fixed up, because it's, as far as the fishing goes, I don't think it hurts the fishing really at all. It's probably good for the fishing, just as far as it, you know, on those lakes, there's a massive current that kind of rolls through them anyway. So it speeds up the current in places, puts fish in a little bit more predictable spots, tends to make a lot of the fish go a little bit shallower than they normally would probably. So that's just something to keep in mind if you're out there on either of the big lakes.
Well, the time has come for Jeff Gustafson to face his first Fast Five, and that's next.
I'm Jason Durham, the smarter and better looking Jason, and this is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley, Bemidji Area Fishing Guide. I'd like to invite you to come to our beautiful town of Bemidji. We've got over 400 lakes in our area teeming with walleye, pike, muskie, bass, and panfish. We're the gateway to the Chippewa National Forest. We've got miles upon miles of biking and hiking trails. Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Fine shops and eateries in downtown Bemidji. Headwaters of the mighty Mississippi at Itasca State Park. beautiful resorts, hotels, and bed and breakfasts. Visit Bemidji one step further.
Hi, this is Nate Blazing with the Nisswa Guide League, and you're listening to Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Welcome back. We have one final segment with Gussie. Before we wrap it up, are you familiar with the Fast Five?
I am not.
It's a new feature, and you've been busy fishing, so it's a way we get to know our guests a little better. We ask them five questions, and they need to provide an answer.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Three.
Four.
Fast Five.
Okay, question number one. Now, question number one, first time around, is always, what's your favorite fish to catch? I'm not going to ask you that one, because everybody knows the answer to that one. So I'm going to do a variation. Okay?
Okay.
What is your favorite way to catch bass?
For me, it's got to be with a homemade little black marabou jig. That's what I'm going to be doing out here at the St. Lawrence River. And I probably caught more smallmouth on that little black jig that I've, homemade than anything else. And Northland is going to come out with a really good version of a marabou jig here later this year that everyone's going to want to get a few of them and put them in your box for fishing in Minnesota for sure.
Okay. Question number two. What is your favorite fish to eat?
Got to be a walleye.
That seems to be, I wouldn't say it's definitive, but that's the strong favorite for most people, yes. All right.
I'll eat some crappies and perch, but the walleyes are just always the best, I think. A small 15, 16-inch walleye.
Let's get your expertise on this. How do we prepare that walleye?
I'm going flour, egg, and cornflake crumbs. Pretty simple, but that's my favorite way to batter them up. And if I'm at home, just cooking like for my wife and I, we'll actually just cook them in butter.
Oh.
Then if we're doing a shore lunch, cooking for a little bit more, a larger group, then I'm gonna get the deep fryer out and fry them up.
Okay. Got to go to your memory banks for this one. Question number three. What was the first fish you ever caught, and how old were you?
It was probably a jackfish. And I used to, when I was a little kid, I'd spend hours casting off the dock at our cabin on Lake Wood, and caught some bass out there. Catch a lot of rock bass off the dock. It could have been a rock bass, but my first memories of actually like catching a fish on my own and reeling it in were probably some, mediocre sized pike.
Question number four. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh, favorite movie of all time. Probably The Green Book.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have not seen it. 2 years ago. It's a good one.
I haven't seen that one. I've heard it's really good. And finally, question number five, being you're a good Canadian, what's your hockey team?
Pittsburgh Penguins. And I just saw they re-signed Evgeny Malkin this morning. Today's the free agency starting, so I've been paying attention to that. But, yeah, they're my team. They've got Crosby and Malkin, Chris Letang, a few legends, and they've got a few more years of keeping the band together, and hopefully they can win another cup.
So how did you choose an American team?
You know what? I loved Mario when I was a little kid, and that was just, I don't know how that's where I went, but I've actually loved them since I was a little kid, and they went through some years of turmoil where they were the worst team in the league, and they traded everybody, and then they've got the longest streak of making the playoffs of any pro sports team going right now. So, it's been a good run, and we're going to have a few more years with some of their good players. But after that, I mean, the Jets and the Wild would probably be my next two favorite teams. They're kind of close to home. I'll cheer for them in the playoffs and that too. But diehard Penguins fan.
And I guess arguably any team, American or Canadian, has got at least half its roster with Canadians, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's be honest.
All right, based on your last 4 years fishing in this tournament, how big's the bag got to be?
You got to be well over 20 pounds every day if you want to be there near the end. It's a pretty amazing place to fish. I've never seen anything like it as far as, when it comes to smallmouth fishing. But my goal is to, get over 20 every day, and if I do that, it'll be a good event. But 2 years ago, Chris Johnston, one of the other Canadians that I fish against, he he won the event here, had 97 or 98 pounds, almost broke 100 pounds for 4 days. So that's a 25-pound average per day. That's huge. And the weather's supposed to be pretty nice. That's going to allow every, you know, the guys that want to run out to the lake to run out there. And you could see 100 pounds get broken here. There's more big ones than anywhere I've ever fished. And, you know, it's pretty incredible.
Got so many great shows this week. We've already heard from Jonesy, from Pogi, and from Gussie. Still to come, we got Mandy Urick. We're going to hear from Mike McNeil of Lukens Village Foods on the United Way Fishing Tournament. Schmitty, Aaron Schmitz will be joining us as well to talk a little bit about that tournament and update the fishing scene. And we've already got Garrett Sphere lined up for next week. And if you can't catch all those shows live on the radio, you, of course, can subscribe to the podcast at Podcast One on the PodMN app, which will give you a ton of Minnesota-based podcasts. Or you can just go to your Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors radio station website, find the podcast, and listen at your leisure. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for being here. This has been the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Visit Bemidji and Grand Haven Campground. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is also sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. And don't forget, you can listen to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country on KB101 FM and KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 weekdays, as well as Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Saturday mornings on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5, B93.3 in Brainerd-Baxter, and Kick FM in Alexandria.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save